Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Greg Lunt. It's August 30th, 2017. You're listening to the Unnamed Podcast, and I need a new introduction, but that'll come over time. Haven't sat down and just talked to the microphone in a while. I did those other, like, little 2 to 4 minute edited little pieces that were pretty average, but it was just cool to mix it up for a minute there. I got smoked on that Connor fight. I was like way too, I had the rose colored glasses on for sure. Like, but what I will say is, you know, for as many people that were surprised that he had a good showing, I was disappointed because I probably had unrealistic expectations. Well, clearly I had unrealistic expectations of a guy going in to his first boxing match ever professionally and beating Floyd. I think I also underestimated Floyd, which is stupid. So yeah, I did those edited podcasts, and I'm not sure that I want to keep going with that, at least right now. I mean, the ones I like to edit more are the football ones. These ones I really do think should be a little more raw and just kind of seeing where I'm at, because then it'll be cool to look back. Those will be the cool ones, not the little edited ones. I'll be like, wow, that was shitty editing, you know, like when I listen 10 years from now. But if I listen to this one 10 years from now, I'll be like, whoa, I remember that exact moment. And I have like so much on my mind. And I'm embracing that because, you know, I'm not letting any of it get to me, but I just have like a lot of moving parts, which is a good thing. But it's also like a lot of emotional things happening. My career is really, I'm feeling positive about it. Everything's in pretty good shape there, so I'm just kind of like riding that wave and just working hard. I got bitten by a fucking spider, I think, the other day. I went to bed like two nights ago. That whole like night into the morning, I remember scratching my leg, like not really thinking about it, but just scratching it. And then I woke up in the morning and I went to the bathroom, and on the inner right thigh, there was this nasty fucking bite, and it had gotten all irritated and shit because I had been scratching it all night. And it was like not pussing, but it was like white. Like, it looked gross, dude. And so I was like Googling shit, and I like text my brother, and I'm like, do you know what the fuck this is? And he's like, might be staph, like go to a clinic. And I'm like, all right. So there's a fucking walk-in clinic like a few blocks from here. So I went over there, and you know, they give you some fucking stupid person. She's like younger than me. She comes in and she's just like, hey, I'm like a PA here, which I don't know what that means, except that the A stands for assistant. And because obviously it's a bite, so like, what are you gonna, you don't really need to send in someone good. But she couldn't really tell me anything. She was just like, yeah, that looks like it's a bite. And actually, she didn't even say that. She said, oh yeah, well, you can see it's a little infected over there, and we're gonna put you on this medicine. And I'm like, that's it? Like, can you tell me, like, is it bad? Is it, like, what are you seeing? And she's just like, yeah, you know, we're not going to really know unless you take, like, a swab of it and we send it into the lab. And I'm like, okay, do that shit then, because I ain't taking any chances. But they put me on the medication, which I don't fucking ever take medication, ever. I don't take Advil. I don't take, I don't know, anything. I never put anything in me. And but this one, you could see the veins. Like, there were a couple, like, where you could see the infection, like, spreading in my leg. It was fucking trippy, dude. I felt like I was on drugs looking at it. I was like, oh my god. And then, you know, my knee's all fucked up from softball. So, like, my whole right leg is just, like, I'm walking around like a fucking, oh, and I can't go outside, dude. On this medication, they say, what does it say? Avoid, does it say it on here, or did they just say it to me? Yeah, you should avoid prolonged or excessive exposure to direct sunlight while taking this medicine. And I live in fucking Hollywood, dude. I can't go outside because I mean, it says excessive, but like that's what I do. I go and I fucking hike with my shirt off every day. Like that's what I do. It's part of my routine. So now I'm like stuck inside, and at least this thing's getting better. I might just get off the medicine in a couple days, you know? Like I've just been pumping these green smoothies down my throat and taking this medication. So I don't know which one's actually doing it, to be honest with you. But you know, once this, I'd probably give it another day or two, but I can't sit inside any longer, man. Or I could just start doing walks at night, but they close down Runyon Canyon at night and Griffith Park too, I think. So can't really do like a nice hike at night because as soon as the sun goes down, they close. But I could walk around the street tonight. I should probably do that. Just get like a nice hour and a half walk in. I've been listening to the podcasts, but mostly football shit. I've been like real on my football game. If you follow me on Snapchat, you probably saw that I had a little spurt there of just like sharing some football stuff. But behind the scenes, I've been like grinding on the football shit for real. And I know it sounds like silly, man. It's so early now. It's definitely like, oh, cool, Greg, you like football. I get it. But like, I see a clear path right now to a career in football, which is great. And I'm super fucking pumped about it, man. Can't wait till 100% of my time is being put into football, and I don't think I'm that far away from it. I think by the end of the year, actually, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't want to put fucking timelines on it and shit. But what else? I mean, the other thing that's kind of been eating at me a little bit, and I haven't really talked about this part of my life that much, but my ex-girlfriend, you know, we dated for a couple of years and it was pretty intense, and then we haven't been dating for the last 2 years, but still kept in touch. And she just told me that, you know, she's seeing some other guy now and it's getting pretty serious. And so I'm trying to, you know, I don't, I'm not like trying to be with her, but, and you know, but like at the same time, it's just like I'm a human. So you just get those feelings. Like you don't want to think about the person with, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I had to unfollow her on Instagram just because I don't know what would happen if she posted a picture with some dude when I just wasn't ready for it and like popped up on my Instagram. I'd be like I'm that, like I'll go stalk you on my own time, you know, like if you pop in my head like down the road, I'll just go look, but like I don't need that shit popping up on my feed, you know what I'm saying? And then my fucking girlfriend before that, who I don't really speak to ever, popped up on my Bumble last night, and she doesn't live in LA. And I was like, so I snapshotted it and then I texted her with it and I was like, wow, didn't even get a match. And so we caught up for a minute, which was nice, but it's just, that's weird how those two things happen within a day or two of each other. This is you entering the mind of Greg Blunt. It's just ADD. Like, bro, if you saw my browsers when I'm on the internet, if I like sitting at my computer for a couple hours and I get high and I'm just kind of like researching football, especially, I get so many fucking ideas and like things to go down these different paths, and I can't just like finish a fucking thought. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll start looking up one guy and then I'll like go down this rabbit hole where I'll like look at his stat page and then look at a game log from that week, and then I'll see like another player in that game log. So I'll go down his thing, and by the time, you know, all I wanted to know was like, is this guy performing well the last couple of weeks? And all of a sudden, I'm looking at like, you know, I'm watching Deion Sanders Hall of Fame induction speech, and I have 17 tabs open in my Chrome with like four videos on pause, and I'm just like, you gotta slow down, my dude, you know? But it's good because I try to not like ex. I try to take notes. Like if I'm like, all right, I have to. I figure out which path I want to go down. So once I am aware enough that I'm like overloading myself with too many topics to research, I just say, okay, let me just quickly scroll through these you know, maybe 5, 6, 7 overarching topics, write them down, and then just go through them instead of just like continuing down this unstructured, chaotic path. Which does lead to some discoveries when you let yourself kind of free and just my brain always feels kind of locked up. So the internet is a way to help get it free. By the way, did you see this net neutrality thing? I guess this has been in the works for a while now. Forgive me if, you know, I'm kind of late on this, but apparently, you know, they put in this net neutrality law with the FCC implemented it in like 2015. And what it did was it regulated internet providers in terms of they weren't allowed, basically they're not internet providers like Time Warner and whoever else that I can't think of, are Verizon, whatever, they are not allowed to discriminate speeds based on the content, based on who's getting, basically, you know, based on the customer, nothing like that. So there's been cases in the past, I guess, where different service providers were slowing down certain speeds for maybe like peer-to-peer networks or for potential competitors and things like that. So that's why they implemented net neutrality, where it's like, look, everybody has access to the same internet all the time. You don't get to choose, you know, you don't get to regulate the market and decide what things happen on the internet. The internet is the internet, and we all own the internet. You don't own it. And it's been a couple of years now, and now they're like, basically, they're implementing a new bill. But what it is doing is basically retracting net neutrality. And there's been this huge uproar from the public, millions and millions of comments on this online petition, and the FCC, it looks like, is going to ignore it all. Even technology companies and engineers and all these smart people that are in the internet world are all saying, no, 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 don't do this. Please don't do this. Please don't do this. And the FCC, who's probably, I think it's there's 5 people that vote, and it's a 3-2 vote yes. And they're probably just all 70 years old and getting paid off, and who the fuck knows what's going on. But to now give, I, you know, I'm not, again, I'm not smart enough to really speak on what the repercussions might be, but the fact that everyone that's in the know is against it, and these people, this small group of people in power, are making decisions this of this magnitude while ignoring the majority, is extremely scary. And yeah, you don't want to be able to give individual companies freedom of controlling the internet, do you? Or do you? I don't know. I don't know. You know, we're humanity. Who knows, man? Who the fuck knows? I think it seems weird. It seems weird that we don't all just have the internet, and you serve as a service provider. That's what you are. You provide service, but not at your discretion. You either provide service or you don't provide service. I don't know. I don't know. I guess like the argument could go both ways, but that's like a thing now. So I think it looks like they're just gonna pass it. There's like a week left or something of this petition. If you wanna comment on it, I didn't, just because I don't really know what I'm talking about, and I'm sure there's plenty of other idiots that took my place in that conversation. Who read one article and got riled up and just wanted somewhere to bitch. I don't need to do that. But I do want my money back for the fucking UFC fight. Not because it was a bad fight, but because I didn't get to fucking watch it at home. Like I wanted to, like I paid for. The UFC app crashed, and people in California and Florida were left without the fight. So if you didn't, you know, if you had a cable, if you have cable and you went on Showtime pay-per-view and bought it, you were fine. But if you have Roku or Apple TV or something like that, and you use the UFC TV app to purchase the fight, which I stupidly did, their servers couldn't support the influx of requests from people trying to view the fight. And now there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions, perhaps, of people that paid for the fight that didn't get it. And there's outrage on Twitter and there's outrage everywhere. So again, I'm not gonna necessarily participate in that conversation. I am keeping a close eye on it because I'd like my money back. I disputed the charge with the with Visa or with Chase or whatever. So it should be good. But they went silent for like 3 days about it, man. It was like Saturday night. It's 6 p.m. The main card, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. The main card's about to start. And I'm sitting at home with my friends, and we're all like, we can't connect. And like, we had to end up going to, two of my friends left and went somewhere else. And then the rest of us went to a bar and had to pay cover and just stood there, which was fine. But like, when the UFC then doesn't even address it, so Sunday people wake up, they're pissed, they want their money back. No, nothing. Monday, UFC doesn't say anything. Tuesday afternoon, they put out a tweet, I mean an Instagram, or Dana White puts out a statement that says like, hey, we love our fans, but our server co and they name the company. They go, our server company, like Neuralink or something, like couldn't handle it. They basically pin the blame on like a server company. Like, dude, the hosting company that you chose, you mean? The one that like you chose, and you're gonna throw them under, you're a multi-billion dollar corporation, and you're gonna throw in some fucking hosting company under the bus? That's just like, but they're like, but we will take care of our customers as always and immediately start refunding. Oh yeah, immediately, after going 2.5 days without saying a goddamn word, you know? Yo, what's up, guys? I'm listening back to this podcast right now just before I post it, and there's this part that I'd rather not post. So I was struggling to make a nice smooth transition for you right here. So here I am, and this is the transition. I'm just gonna cut to a part where I'm talking about dating.
But yeah, I need, I'm just so fucking locked in right now on this football shit and on my career transition that I think I need to like get a little more stable footing there before I can really like invite girls in my life. That'll happen. That'll be fun though. There's a lot of good things to look forward to. Like I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about finding a girl. The only thing is, my standards are really fucking high. Like, if you want to even have a chance, and this sounds, but you know what? I think everyone should feel this way, to be honest with you. If you even like want to have a chance to like, how do I want to say it? Because words are so fickle. It's more of a feeling, but I have certain things that I'm looking for. I do have a lot of relationship experience. I feel like I'm on a fucking dating show or some shit. I don't know. I know what I want. First of all, you gotta be fucking smoking hot. Like, that's just right off the bat. And now that doesn't mean shit, dude. There's nothing more ugly to me than a smoking hot chick with no brains, or that's complaining all the time, or it's high maintenance. That shit freaks me out. And it makes me resent those girls too, because I'm like, yo, and that's obviously my issue, but like, I'm like, you're wasting your beauty. Like, give that to someone with a fucking personality. So being high is number one, but only not because it's number one on most important, but because it's just a necessary thing. Like, if I don't want to make out with you hard every time I see you, like just from a gut reaction, then you have no shot. And then you have to really be like a good listener. You have to be willing, because I talk a lot when I'm comfortable with people. I'll just go, and the good stuff comes when people like give me space to be me, And you can't expect everyone to do that. I certainly don't do it for everyone. No one does it all the time, but we all try our best to give people space to be themselves. And there's also just a lot of, incompatibility. So there are certain people who are willing to like hear me out. So like, I'm looking for a chick that's like well put together and gorgeous. And so, I feel like the girl that it's gonna make me
be exclusive and settle down a little bit is she's not attracted to guys in my position right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a position of head down, grind, trust the process. And I know, and you know, and I know in my, like, I'm not even worried about like where I'm gonna be. Like, I know that I'm gonna have all the things that make you look good to the outside, you know, the money and the status, and I'm gonna have all that shit. It's just a matter of when. But a girl of the caliber that I feel like would take to, or maybe I'm just so like, I just have such a big ego, and or I'm like such a narcissist that like, because that's kind of bullshit. Like, what if a fucking, if a hot ass chick fucking came up to me right now and we had a good conversation, I'd be like, I'm in love. So I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I think I do have some self-esteem issues probably with, I want to get in a place where I'm working 100% on football. And at that point, I'm going to feel like, and it's all about self-feeling, right? It's about how you feel about yourself, that self-confidence. So, you know, you can't give what you don't have. I'm not going to bring a girl into my life and have nothing to offer. You know, money is a real thing. Like, it's not everything, and it's lower on my list than a lot of things, but it's also part of this game that we're playing. And you need some kind of currency, whether that's social currency, monetary currency, neither of which I have an abundance of right now. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot bigger and more free, and a lot of good things have been happening over the past few months from that angle. And so it's just a matter of time. I think I just need to keep being patient. And once I start to break through a little more there, it'll probably play into not just my confidence with women, but also my practical value to women. And then the combination of those things, I think something good will happen. You know, I also visualize a lot. I visualize like what she looks like. And I think that's important because you can attract what you want in your life. So I literally like only like I don't follow like all those Instagram accounts that people, you know, people will just like follow like all these hot chicks like all the time. Like I'll have like two or three, you know. I don't follow like the girl accounts where they just pump out new girls every day and all that shit. I follow like a couple of different girls that I'm just like, you're my type, you know what I mean? Just 'cause I want to visualize every day. I want to like think about it 'cause I really believe that, dude. Like if you have a certain type or if you just know what you think is like super sexy, if you look at it and think about it on a daily basis, you'll bring it into your life. Now you have to be ready for it when it comes, and that's why like I have my head down with all this shit. Not 'cause girls, but in general, you know, success is when preparation meets opportunity. So in order to be successful, whether it's girls, money, whatever, you need to be prepared as fuck for when that opportunity arises. And when the preparation meets the opportunity, you have success. And I am in full-on preparation mode. Little opportunities have been popping up, and I'm trying to capitalize on them, and then those will become bigger opportunities. And yep. It's just August, man. August is that weird month. It's been a real weird month. I've been feeling emotional before like all these like physical these actual things started happening with like relationships in my life. I was feeling really like easily triggered. I've been catching myself. I've been doing really good, but I just feel this extra sense of like waviness. I really do think it's this time of year. People get weird in August and end of summer. You know, it's like this transitional period into back to the grind, right? Where, you know, the fourth quarter is just a little more intense. And I'm waiting for that. Like I've been going off this month, this past couple months, just going, going, going. Football season's gonna be great. Football season's gonna be great because I'm gonna be able to figure out different ways to create content and build relationships there. All right, this is getting a little bit out of hand. I'm just kind of rambling. So thank you guys for listening, all two of you, and I will get at you next week with Back to This Way, where I'm just gonna fucking talk. So I hope you like hearing my voice. I love you. I'll talk to you next week. Peace. We stay together like ooh-ops. We smoke to fatty, sing zoo-wop. Trap house, speak goo-wop. I should've knew when I grew up.
It would be no time at all. We went from White House to Ross. We went from Joyce to a ball. She need a second to breathe. We need an actual small session. Let me.